Witch Hazel, October Flowers, Amamelis virginiana, a native to Northeast America. Witch Hazel is a beautiful and unique deciduous shrub, native to the northeastern parts of North America. One of its lesser used common names, one which I rather like myself, is winter bloom. The latter refers to witch hazel's unusual seasonal rhythm of having fruits, flowers, and next year's leaf buds all appearing on the branch simultaneously in the fall. Both the bark and leaves of the witch hazel have been used traditionally as an astringent, causing a contraction of body tissues, especially the skin, and were used for this reason, evidently, by Native Americans for treating external inflammations. The poem featured below, A Witcher of Wells, refers to another distinctive use of the plant, but this time the ancient practice of using the forked twigs of the witch hazel as divining rods, something I've tried myself, but with little success. So you can see, with Amamelis virginiana, we clearly have a native tree with many rich botanical and cultural features worthy of our consideration. Questions open the door to the unknown. Tests shut it. Tests only demonstrate the failure of the one who tests. A Witcher of Wells, from Fireweed Poems. Before he could say, don't, with one quick slice of his knife, he cut another branch from the tree. Hold it like this, both hands. He walked slowly but rhythmically, she at an uneasy distance, following. There, he says, they cross here, making a slow gesture with one of his hands, pointing down. It was not her disbelief, at least not at first, but when another is sure of a thing you can neither sense nor see, how are you to know? He handed her his stick, and with a few strokes drove a stake into the ground. Could he be right, she thought. That first winter, the new well didn't freeze. He had said it wouldn't. Years later, always come fall, she took a simple pleasure in showing her children, and then her children's children, the striking yellow-orange petals of flowers which seemed neither too late nor too early, but always just in time to remind her of the mysterious secret life of twigs which point both north and south in the gift of pure, deep, sweet water.